Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Hello, everybody, and thank you there, Michael. This is the Good Neighbor Podcast. My name is Bob Lacey, and I'm very happy to bring you a podcast that serves Delaware County and beyond, Delaware County, Pennsylvania, fondly known as Delco. And today, my guest is a business in the area that is no doubt a good neighbor to business and residents, homeowners in Delaware County and beyond, because their service primarily is garage doors, and most homeowners have garage doors. So let's learn a little bit about garage doors today, and let me introduce and bring to the stage Michael Sage of MCS Garage Door Openers, Garage Door Openings. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Very good. Michael, you are the owner of MCS Garage Door Opening, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we go by Garage Door Service Company. MCS is just my initials jumping in. And we wanted to put a little branding to it. So, you know, I wanted to keep it simple, but also have my name attached to it.
Well, that's great. You know, in this part of Delaware County, there's not a whole lot of garage door companies that are based here in Delaware County. I see when I look on the internet for garage doors, a lot of companies market to our community, but it's pretty easy to tell right away that they're really not located here in the Delaware County area. Am I reading into that, or is that true?
No, it's very true. We actually, on Google Maps, you can check. There's one garage door guy that says his company is literally in the intersection of Westchester Pike and Providence Road.
So in the intersection, yeah.
Yeah, right in the intersection. But that's how they get it. That's how they market.
I find a lot of them use like PO boxes and such. And,
right.
And when I saw your address, and I could tell in the part of Western Delaware County, you're right on the fringe. You might even be really close to Chester County right there. But I remember a garage door company that was there, and I'm thinking, because the address is very similar, it was a gentleman that was kind of like Mr. Garage Door for many years. Is it the same business?
So it was Michael Carr.
Right. And you know, you're also Michael, so it makes it easy when people call and say, can I speak to Mike? Right.
Yes. And it was really fortuitous when, you know, I'm MC, which is Michael Christopher, and then he was Michael Carr. So people, they kind of see that and they're like, oh, did you guys merge? Did what happened? Michael Carr was, you know, he was in his 70s. He was ready to retire and he was ready to hang it up.
Well, he was, I remember Michael Carr years ago, and I'm glad that you're taking over the business, because the knowledge that he could transfer to you and the knowledge you probably had bringing into the garage door business is what is absolutely necessary. I have to fall on the sword here a bit and mention to you that I'm probably like a lot of customers you meet where you go to get a garage door, you know, they're not really inexpensive sometimes. So you're trying to get a best price. What do you end up doing? End up looking at Home Depot, and then man, you're off to a tragedy that's going to happen, not just getting it in, but for years, right? I don't want to speak as if I know a lot about garage doors, but I do know from having bought a garage door the wrong way. That's why I was interested in bringing you to the community, because as a service to our neighbors here in the community, I can say as the host, do not buy a garage door from a big box store, because you will not know who is installing it. The important thing is that not only that they install it correctly, but that it they can come back and fix it and adjust it or maintain it. And I've had trouble getting anybody to maintain my garage door because I didn't buy it from the right person. Am I speaking a story that you hear a lot from customers?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that we get is, well, I could just go to Home Depot and get it cheaper. I said, well, that's fine. You can you could do that. No big deal. Well, can you put it in? Well, yes, but we're not going to be able to stand by that product. We didn't buy that product. You're buying that product. Home Depot, you know, they're more of a low grade on Clopay doors, low grade on the Liftmasters, and low grade on the other GDO that they sell. So with that, you know, our biggest thing, and I'm going to introduce my my lead tech, which is he is fantastic, Calvin Diggs. So he can actually go to a customer's house and explain that he is IDEA certified. He knows all the proper protocols. So I'm going to allow him to kind of just talk on that a little bit.
Well, Calvin, let me set it up further. When you go to someone's house, are you explaining to them the importance of the relationship that is going to carry on once the garage door is installed?
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest philosophies that drives our company is making sure that we educate homeowners on the importance of not just the garage door working properly, but safely as well. Fun fact, 70% of homeowners use a garage door as their actual front door. So when it's not working or not working properly, you know, you want to find somebody who can come out, assess what's going on, and make a repair if necessary at, you know, a fair price. One of the biggest things, and us being a good neighbor, all pun intended, is that we actually care. We care about our customers. We care about your door. We understand the importance of it to each homeowner, and we go at each job, you know, with that in mind.
Right. Well, Calvin, my understanding when I had some difficulties having bought the wrong way, is that you guys cannot afford to be solving everybody's garage door problems, because everybody has a garage door, and almost everybody who bought it the wrong way has a problem. So in other words, I like the next garage door I ever buy, I'm going to have to just accept the fact that maybe I have to pay for the service that I want in the months and years later, or the quality that I want, but I don't want to pay for. I have to be educated. Yes, you do. I'll tell you an example, Calvin, and you tell me if people ask you this question. Mm-hmm. I probably would have paid for that better garage door over the last 10 years of having the wrong garage door, simply by the loss in temperature in my garage. Now, my garage is not heated, but the fact is, and I don't care that it's not heated, but you know, a non-heated garage is sucking air from the heated part of the house and cracks and things. And I'll bet you that my heat bill would have been lower over 10 years to the degree that I probably could have had a much better garage door. Do people have to be educated to that? Because I never even thought of that until the price of oil started going up.
Definitely. Another fun fact, garage door opening is the biggest opening on your home.
So, yeah, every time it opens, there's a big draft coming in your house.
Absolutely. Sure. And if that door is shut and it's not sealed properly, then yes, it can affect your gas price going up. Again, the importance of the garage door is what we focus on with our customers. It's for us, it's what we do.
And do well, it seems, for sure.
Well, yeah, appreciate it.
We're talking to Calvin Diggs, the lead installer and technician for the MCS Garage Door Services Company in Delaware County. I had to think about that because you know I've got that predecessor in my mind, but it's very good that it is, because I can tell you as a long time resident here, Michael Sage, that your prior company owner was very well known and quite a character in some ways, but it's because he was so frank and honest with people that they just had to know the truth. And another truth, Michael, that I don't think people realize when they're looking at a garage door, because they look at the cost, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like buying something that you're never going to think about, why can't it be cheaper and all that, but you know, probably not much. When people have a garage door facing the street, it's a major factor on the curb appeal of their house. And, you know, I went cheap and I have a cheapo fiberglass door. I didn't think about that I look at it every day and I wish that it looked nicer. And you can get some really, really nice doors. And maybe, Michael, if you could tell me a little bit about what the variety is when people are looking at garage doors. They got to think thermal, like we talked about. You want to keep your garage warmer, but they probably want to also know from a curb appeal perspective, what kind of things are discussed when it comes to matching your house or matching your neighborhood?
So that's a great question. So Michael Carr was definitely a great mentor. When I first took over, he stayed on for 5 months with me and was teaching me how the doors operate, how they are, what types there are. So you have hollow back, right? Which is no insulation. And then you got your sandwich doors, which are insulated. Certain ones come with R values. You have your lower end models, and then you have your higher end models. You know, people were like, well, how much would a door cost? I'm like, well, it depends on what you want. You know, I can get you one for $3,500 all installed, or I can go $35,000 all installed. So it depends on how much you want. They have composite doors that are insulated, which are gorgeous. You know, the higher end models with the artisan doors. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. But they're pricey, they're heavier, which means you might need a new GDO, which is a garage door operator. You might want a different mechanism. Depends on what you're going for. Are you going more for look? Are you going more for efficiency? You going more for safety, and so on. Go ahead.
I would say, Mike, that right there you had me even at the low number. I had said earlier in this episode here that if you're going to spend that kind of money at all, $3,500, you know, you're foolish not to have a maintenance contract on your door, because anything can happen. And I have to imagine in the 10 or 15, whatever it is years since I bought a garage door, now the technology for being able to, you know, not just the stuff in your car to let your door go up and down, but even the technology of springs, or whether it is springs and belts or whatever, phone apps, and just even having somebody like Calvin who can show you how to use the technology that is more than just lift the handle of the door up, you know, and certainly everybody out there that has more than one garage door, two, three, I have seen these houses now that have four and five garage doors. Like, it's a sign of wealth.
Right.
And I have to imagine that when they go to get new garage doors, wow, that is a major house investment and worth it because of the curb appeal of that house that has four garage doors, right?
It definitely adds value to the house. The one thing I will tell you, Bob, is that what sets us apart from other garage door companies around the area, I believe we're still the only ones that do it. We come out after an install 30 days later and make sure that every operations are running properly, make sure the door's in good working condition, just to make sure that we didn't just leave you. We're coming back 30 days later just to do a re-up on how the door's properly working. One of the things we noticed when we were installing doors, people understand that they don't understand that the door's always going to be noisy. It doesn't have to be. But there are certain things that a new door will do. There'll be a lot of creaking, a lot of cracking, a lot of settling. So that's why we come back out, make sure everything's working properly, and then educate the homeowner again. Hey, here's what you want to do. This is that sound that you're hearing. We're going to correct that now. And then if there's nothing wrong with the door, hey, every 2 to 3 years, you should get us to come out here and do a PM on it, which is a preventative maintenance. Oil the springs, oil the tracks, oil the rollers, make sure all the things are working properly. And then if you maintain your door that way, it should have a long shelf life.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Hey, listeners, I have to tell you, do not make the mistake I made. I wish I could go in a time machine and make sure that I did the right thing. But, you know, with four kids and all that, you know, I just went cheap And I paid the price for the next 15 years, you know, and I think one of the things I should have recognized is the knucklehead factor when you have kids. I mean, you know, between the dents and the dings and the leaving the door up and pulling the door down hard and kicking it because they're angry, you need a door that can endure, or you need people like, you know, Calvin Diggs and Michael Sage, you can come out and say, yeah, you do have knuckleheads, but we can fix that. Mm-hmm. You know, we can change that panel or we can fix that spring. And so it is my advice to make sure that our neighbors here in the Delaware County area and beyond, I'm sure it's Chester County, Montgomery County, you with a brand name like you, you probably even get up into Bucks County or even in the city of Philadelphia to be replacing garage doors. Do you do commercial garage doors as well as residential?
So it depends on the situation. We are typically more residential. If there's a situation where the commercial door is a little bit too big for us, where you need like two lifts, we won't do it.
Well, it's a specialty dealing not only with homes, but dealing with people who own the homes. I mean, it's their money and it's not business money, and it's their look of their house. It's where they live. They're inviting you in and to even know how to interact with homeowners who it's really their life. You know, everybody loves their home and everybody loves their community. Our purpose here on the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring businesses that love their business, have mission to their business, but love their community too. And when we can add that little extra in that these are businesses that actually work with homeowners, residents, you know, in the community, that is really an extra special positive thing, because you're not going anywhere. MCS Garage Door Services is not going anywhere. The home's not going anywhere. Your reputation in the community has been there for 40 years. And there's these garage door professionals are not going to do anything to let that reputation go down. In fact, they're doing everything they can to make sure that the reputation goes up. I'd like to just say thank you for not only being a good neighbor business in the community, but also thank you for helping. You know, there are a lot of businesses that will sell things to people who want product, but when somebody can come in and solve problems, that's important. And when your garage door is stuck up or your garage door is broken or, you know, your house is at risk, and Michael Sage, Calvin Diggs are there to help. Thank you for being a good neighbor, and thank you for being on the podcast episode today. Can I ask, Michael, would you provide a phone number for anyone that would like to speak to you personally, or your website where they can learn a little more about garage door services you offer?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our phone number is 610-356-2902. And you'll actually get our office manager, Cindy. You will not get an automated system. If you reach our, if we don't answer, you'll get our voicemail. And then we'll call you back within that day or the following day right away.
What's the website address?
It's mcsgaragedoor.com.
And the phone number one more time in the 610 area code is?
610-356-2902.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Calvin. Is he a good guy to work for, Calvin Diggs?
He's pretty decent. No. Mike Sage is great, man. He's I've had quite a few jobs in my lifetime. Mike Sage is probably the best business owner that I've ever worked for.
Yeah, there's a lot of bearing there. I can feel it. It's almost like military service.
Oh, absolutely.
Were either of you in the military? Either of you military guys or anything like that before?
I work for the Navy as well.
Oh, well, you pick a lot of it up working with those guys. Yeah,
yes,
sure. No doubt. That's a lot of integrity there too. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Calvin and Michael Sage. Thank you for coming to Delaware County and continuing a great Delaware County tradition that Michael Carr started with his garage door company over 40 years ago. But now we have another maybe 40 years to go with MCS Garage Door Services. Thanks for being a good neighbor, guys. And thanks for being on the podcast episode today.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob, thanks for having us, man. It was really fun.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gndelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.